Leo Sayer och låten The More That I Can Say när klockan är 9:09. Nu drar jag upp mikrofonerna och så slår vi över till engelska. Welcome guys, welcome to Radioactive Studio. How Thanks. Are you feeling?
Yeah, feeling great. Thank you so much for inviting us here, man.
Yeah,
it's a pleasure.
It's just fun that you're here. Demi, Paul, and Eric, welcome in our biggest studio, studio number
yeah.
one.
Yeah, thank you.
Demi, can you take the microphone a little bit closer to you? Oh, that's perfect, yeah.
Yeah.
I must ask you, thank you for a very magic show on Saturday, but also yesterday evening. That was fun, magic.
Thank you for that. You know, it's actually one of the things we love to do is play intimate, mm-hmm. you know, to the people. So when we get close like that, it was just a great time,
yeah.
you know. It was a great festival, and it was a great show last night, so.
Yeah, you could tell that the people loved that your drum solo, Demi. I asked you before, do you get tired of in your arms, really, when you play it, or you're just in the moment?
I'm just in the moment, really. I'm just in the moment playing, you know, having a great time, enjoying it, while at the same time, you know?
Yeah. You could tell, and Paul with your bass
yes.
there when you do also the solo. It's
oh, thanks, man. It was fun. We just like to have a good time.
Oh,
like
yeah.
to have fun. So,
oh yeah.
You can tell.
Yeah, and it's great that Eric, you know, supports us. You know, he you know lets us do that. A lot of guys will, you know, just focus on themselves, but he really believes in the whole band. So he gives us a little time to shine too, which is really great for us. So.
Yeah, that's what I liked the first time we talked, Eric, that you are so humble and very good with, complimenting other people, too. And that's a strength.
Well, this isn't just a band. This is family.
Yeah. Can you tell me, how did you meet?
Really? Yeah, how much time do you have?
Oh, we yeah, take whatever yeah. time.
Well, it started in Vegas. No.
Wait, what?
No. Everyone's from different places, but we all live in California. But the story between Paul and I goes back quite a while. We played for almost 12 years together. Musical things were changing a little bit, and we got back together, and we're back together. So it's like, you know, lightning and lightning.
Yeah.
So that's good. And and this crazy kid came out of nowhere. So Demi's you know, a rock in the sun. He's a good guy. He can play.
Yeah.
He drops the hammer, so to speak.
Yeah, because Eric, you're from Fort Lauderdale in Florida from the beginning.
Correct.
Paul, where are you?
Boston, Massachusetts originally.
Uh-huh. I've never been there, unfortunately.
The Yankee.
Demi,
and I'm from Mexico.
Oh, okay. From yep.
Well, actually, I'm from Canada originally, Quebec, Canada. I was,
yeah,
but brought up really young over in the United States. So,
oh, tabarnak!
Yeah.
Don't you say that up in? I think they say something like that.
See,
up in the yeah, but you're from Mexico, Demi.
Yeah, well, I was born in Mexico, but I lived in California all my life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In San Luis County, Santa Barbara County.
And
Los Angeles. San Diego.
Do you like tequila, then?
Yeah. It all depends, you know, as long as they don't have the worm in it.
That's what I don't know, man. I don't know.
That's protein right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's a meal.
Yeah. No, I'm not a tequila fan. No, not really.
No.
I talked about it. How is the coffee for you to drink here in Scandinavia? Because it's a lot stronger.
I like it. I like strong coffee, so if it seems normal to me, so... It's good. I you know, from traveling with Eric all through Europe, I've gotten used to, you know, the espresso and stuff like that down in the south. But I think the Scandinavian coffee, at least the filtered coffee, is closer to what I'm used to drinking. And I make mine strong anyhow, so I feel right at home.
Is it as strong as the spoon can stand right up in the...
That's right the way I like it. Wake me up in the morning.
Yeah, that's fine. But, Eric, you told that yesterday at the show that... Did you start as buskers at standing at the...
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, he and I were on a street corner. I play upright bass. And, of course, as you know, if your fans may not know, get on the website and take a look at the pictures. Get on Radioactive's Facebook page, and mm-hmm. we have some pictures up there. you'll see that Eric plays these resonator guitars. They look like they have a hubcap on
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
And they're made to be loud acoustically. Mm-hmm. So he and I would sit on a street corner with my upright and his. It was the only gig we could get for a while there. So it was great.
Yeah, it was good, man. I tell you what, you know, I used to put super glue and put a.
That's right.
A Mexican peseta, a peso on the bottom of my boot.
So, click, so click, I, click,
so
click.
Could, oh, you so know, you could click more.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So, you know, but that's where we come from. But his musicality and I together, we just bonded instantly.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's easier to travel with the bass that you play on now.
Yes, yeah. You? Yeah, I have an upright that I'm working on that I can travel with, but...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, maybe next time we'll do that.
Wouldn't that be fun to I have a like you can make it filled with air? It can be inflatable. Big.
That makes no sense.
That's my Norwegian side talking. Yeah. Sorry,
you go
guys.
To the airport and you pay for the kilos, man. Yeah. You tell me.
Oh, that's good. But Eric, when did you start with the special guitars that you play on?
At quite a young age. I started playing guitar when I was about, I don't know, 5, 6, something mm-hmm. like that. But about 6 years old, I started taking to the guitar, playing mm-hmm. The best I could, and going back and forth between the left and the right. But when I got the resonator bug, it was only because of the love that I had for the blues. And the blues, I learn by ear. I don't do anything else except learn by ear. So mm-hmm. that being said, when I got the resonator, I was really, really appreciating at that time the Delta blues, the country blues, Texas blues, Chicago blues, and I was really entranced with the emotional content of mm-hmm. the slide sound of the resonator.
Yeah, that's magic. That's a real magic. Okay. And the guitars that you play on now, how many years have you played on them? Because you could see that they have been out for a tour or two.
Well, they have more DNA on it than I do. So, but joking aside, I've had them as long as I can remember, and I'll be honest with you. So I have my number one and number two with me, and the reality is countless shows.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Yeah. Demi, for you to play on different drums, mm-hmm. but you tune them in so you can play on them and you get your sound and so on, but is it hard sometimes?
Yeah, sometimes it is. Yeah, sometimes it is. But a lot of times, you know what I like to do is I just like to think mm-hmm. Of the sound that I had before, mm-hmm. you know, and then I just kind of just tune them up to that, you know. I try to get the sound that sounds the most powerful.
You played also with the back of your hand for one of the songs on the drums.
Yeah.
That was a magic sound too.
Oh. Yeah, that's a door song that we do. Mm-hmm. I just play the back of my hands and kind of give it the tom-tom Indian sound.
Yeah.
You know?
It went through. We heard it. That was very exciting and nice.
Thank you.
I know that I'm happy because you came from Norway to Ystad, played here.
Yes.
You are going on today, and where are you going now?
Actually, tomorrow we leave, and we're going to Croatia.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's next.
There will be very nice weather down there.
Yes,
absolutely. And, you know, to be honest with you, it's been beautiful here. I mean, I'm all about the rain. I have no problem with it, but it we got really lucky to have beautiful days here.
Yep. I must tell you, time is going away here. I love that you came up to us here on the radio, so you got to see the radio, and I got to talk to you again with all of you. Before you leave, we must take some fun, nice pictures here, so the listeners can see you, and they can enjoy pictures from Facebook also.
I'm sorry, Demi doesn't like photos. So.
No.
So, yeah.
It's the vampire thing. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
All right. Well,
and I ate garlic yesterday, so that is twice the
got
trouble.
That going for you.
So hey, I'm going to do a little pitch for us too. Hop on our Facebook page. It's Eric Sardinas and Big Motor. And there's a couple of Eric Sardinas' pages, but ours says official page.
Yeah.
So, and there'll be some of the pictures from the concert, and probably we'll put some up here From our time here this afternoon.
Definitely. Mm. And if you click on the... We have
tagged
you.
Oh, great.
On the Facebook. They come straight to the official.
Yeah, please like us. And we'll get our friends to like you too.
That's good. Very good. Mm. Thank you guys for coming. And thank you for meeting you. And you have made a special occasion and memories for everyone that was on the festival and yesterday here.
Likewise. Likewise.
Have a safe journey and say hello to the States for me.
Yes. Absolutely.
All right.
Eat some Kentucky Fried Chicken for me.
That's
my
disgusting.
Favorite.
That's
my favorite.
I mean, I like chicken, but no.
We're going to go get some Cajun food.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, different.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Det här är Radioaktiv med de senaste nyheterna.